What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. As you can see now, I'm going with two angles. We got the straight-on angle. We got an angle over here. Let's go ahead and solo that out so you can see. Bam. You know, today I'm going to react to tent cities in Chicago and, of course, Mayor Brandon Johnson's doubled down. Lori Lightfoot was looking like a way better mayor than he has. Before we get into that, though, let me give you a word from promopals.biz.
And promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady, online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service. Please go to promopals.biz. Get 15% off music promo at promopals.biz. Use coupon code Labor Day 2023. Use Labor Day 2023. All right. Let's get into it. Millionaire Morning Show, Tent City, Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson, and craziness.
Why not? Listen, the one thing that I promise you that I'm going to do is I'm going to keep putting my foot on the necks of the people that are doing the worst things for our community. You keep talking about LeBron James and who is supposed to be getting lashes and all of that, and you're not even really paying attention to the problem. You over here getting finessed. You getting finessed. What's good? What's good, Baltimore Banks? I appreciate you. Thank you for holding me down, my friend. Let's see what's happening over in Chicago, shall we?
This weekend, more migrants have moved into the Parthenon Guest House on South Halsted in Greektown. Courtney Sisk shares why this took some aldermen by surprise and what some longtime residents are saying.
About 190 single men seeking asylum are now calling this hostel home temporarily. However, 34th Ward Alderman Bill Conway says he wishes there was more coordination prior to move-in.
I'm committed to doing this in a safe and secure way.
For Alderman Bill Conway, that meant knowing exactly when he could expect migrants to move into the Parthenon. But to his surprise, he found out from community members and the media Friday morning that buses were already dropping them off.
I had asked for people to come from the 12th District, which is the police district where Greektown is located. That request was denied, but I still don't know where the people are coming from.
He says he reached out to the mayor's office to coordinate, but never heard back. 90 more moved in on Saturday. He's hoping for more collaboration on these efforts moving forward.
We in the community, we want to help.
I think it's great that our city is a place that is accepting of migrants and is helping them try and reach their dream, which is just to have a better life for their families.
Greektown resident Connor Friedman.
Let me stop for a second. You know what the problem is with this? People paint a false narrative. They're not migrants. They're illegal migrants. There's a difference. Migrants are people who come here legally. They are legal migrants. There's a difference. One follow the honest approach of, you know, getting citizenship. The other went the dishonest approach. They can't vote. They won't pay taxes. They're illegal. It's not the same thing. We got to stop lying and painting false narratives, calling these people migrants when they all came here illegally. Migrants are my brother-in-law's parents who came here from the Philippines legally. Those are migrants. These are illegal migrants. It's difference.
says it's great the space on South Halsted is used to help, but he hopes for a more permanent solution.
This is a great temporary solution, but obviously isn't sustainable.
As for other longtime Greektown neighbors,
I think the city has bigger problems, frankly. As someone who lives in the neighborhood, I'm more concerned about crime.
Okay, so the guy says it's a temporary solution, it's not sustainable. Then why would you say it's a good thing? Then it's not a good thing. Temporary solutions are not a good thing. Who thinks that? Who thinks temporary solutions are a good thing? No, those are bad things. That's why they call it temporary solutions. Only permanent solutions are good things. These are bad things. Temporary solutions are not good things. They are bad things. Anybody who thinks a temporary solution is a good thing is dumber than a bag of bricks. You have no common sense of anything.
Crime and, you know, stepping outside and getting carjacked or something.
Alderman County.
So the people in Chicago, remember in the previous video that I showed you guys, the play was already Chicago. From the very beginning, they said, listen. Listen, man, look, I know you dropping me off over here in Arizona. I know you dipping off on me over here in San Diego. The weather is good over here, but the place seems to be Chicago. The place seems to be Chicago. Look, they're going to house us. They're going to feed us. They're going to take care of us. Listen, if you get evicted out.
Yeah, the place seems to be the state that's going to give you all the welfare you want while you are illegal. And you know what's crazy? Like, you got people that are getting welfare service and getting nowhere near what they're doing for illegal immigrants. Like, some of these hotels is like, they're spending $500 a night. And that's another thing. Do you think people are not getting rich off of this? Do you think people are just allowing all of them come in, snatch up resources without somebody getting rich off of this? It's all about the money.
Out of your home, you got to go and get you a tent from Walmart and make sure that you go ahead and set up in a space where they're not going to remove it. If you get evicted from your home or you get kicked out of and foreclosed on your mortgage and you ain't got nowhere to go, go and get you a tent from over there at Walmart, Wally World, and go ahead and set up in the woods somewhere where the mosquitoes is going to tear you up. And you ain't getting no help. You ain't getting no assistance. You ain't getting no none of that. They got.
Yeah, so if you're born in America, work hard, shit goes wrong, you got to go buy a tent and just live out in the woods or wherever. But if you're a legal immigrant, oh, man, they're giving them motherfuckers PlayStations and Xboxes and shit. And it's not even just about money either. It's about votes. It's about votes. It's about all these Democrats, you know, virtue signaling. Hey, you know, we helped bring you in here. And actually, you didn't. Actually, you didn't help until they got bussed all the way to Chicago. You wasn't trying to help them down there in Arizona and Texas and New Mexico. You wasn't trying to give them free rent and board and food and Xboxes and free schooling and all this while they're still illegal down there. But as soon as they come to your liberal cities, oh, it's all about votes. It's all about they're trying to legalize them, fast track the legalization. That's why they're trying to fast track their, you know, work visas so they can get immigration status, get legalized, and then turn them into votes. It's all about votes and the fact that there's companies that are getting rich off of this, and I guarantee Mayor Brandon Johnson is getting a percentage from these companies that are getting rich from this.
Busloads of men. Coming into.
And they would have you believe it's families. It's families. It's all families coming in, women, children, and whatnot. And busloads of men, that don't sound like families.
A city near you. Ladies, y'all said that y'all wanted to divest yourselves against black men. Here you go. Here you go. They got busloads of men, hundreds at a time, getting dropped off, getting housing, clothing, food, shelter, healthcare, schooling. And Eric Adams says that, listen, this is what we do over here in these streets. Busloads. Busloads. Happening as though Chicago doesn't have already a $584 million budget deficit that ballooned roughly $500 million for what was projected to be just an $83 million budget deficit when Lori Lightfoot was in office.
And not to mention they already got a gang epidemic, and now they're bringing in narcos into Chicago. What do you think? You think they're not going to get involved in gangs epidemic stuff too? Narcos? I wouldn't be surprised if they try to fully take over Chicago. Because that's the thing. Like, on the other side of the border, the narcos own the border. They own and control the border. If anybody who thinks the Mexican government controls the border on the Mexican side, well, they're dumbing in a bag of bricks. They're dumbing in a bag of bricks. They ain't had no common sense, common knowledge. Mexican government don't run shit because they're in bed with the narcos at this point. Narcos are making more money than the Mexican government will ever make. Narcos are making more money than the Mexican government will ever make and can pump into economy and put through pockets. So, yeah, So you don't think they got narcos coming up through the border too? How else do you think they're distributing dope all through every state in the United States by not having narcos in every single state?
Honestly, it just begs the question because I just can't see it. I can't see it. I do not understand why they're driving this country into a hellhole. I'm trying to understand what the bigger play is, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
And that's a good question. I think the bigger play is martial law, which is the final goal, which is the end goal for these elites that want to control the world. Is the only way they're going to be able to do it is under martial law. You think they're just going to be able to take away the First and the Second Amendments in America without implement martial law? That ain't gonna work. That's civil war. And they don't want another civil war. Or do they? I don't know. Or do they? But I'm with Tim. Like, what is the ultimate goal? Because this is the thing. All this shit that they're doing doesn't really align with the plan of the elites to me. Like, this doesn't lead to total control. You know, this division doesn't lead to total control. It just, to me, it just leads to more division, more chaos. You know, you got people shooting people over curly fries and hot Cheetos nowadays. Like, it's getting really mean in these streets. And then you see on here, Cash Bell ends the day. So, one of the most gangster, crime-infested cities that has more shootings, more random people getting hit with strays, and more people get killed with gang violence than probably any other city. They decide, hey, Cash Bell ends today. These people, like, they want to unravel everything. And what is that? I mean, like, I'm with him, man. Like, this makes no sense. What is the ultimate goal here? To just let all this stupid, non-common sense, unsensible shit go on all at once.
I don't know what the bigger play is yet. I'm trying to figure it out. And if I figured out what the bigger play is, would I even be able to say it publicly online? What is the bigger play? Why are they doing this? Why are they allowing for people to just walk into the country? Why are they allowing for no resources to be allocated towards the border and budgeting and making sure that they built these walls and that they fight the drug trafficking and they don't prevent people from just coming in. Why are they allocating billions upon billions and tens of billions of dollars, and it's going to balloon up into hundreds of billions of dollars to house and put people into these places? I don't know what the play is. I'm trying to figure it out.
The most sensible thing is would be votes. Votes to just try to have a, you know what I think it is? I think Democrats are starting to realize that Black America is waking up to their being bamboozled and swindled by the Democrats for so long. You know, people have let the Democrats convince them that the political party that was predominantly made up of Confederate States Democrats, that started Jim Crow, that started the KKK, they started all these things. They're convinced that they did a 180 just because Democrats were in office during civil rights. Civil rights was going to pass no matter who was in office. You know, sometimes some of these things are about timing. And it was definitely long overdue for civil rights. It was going to pass more likely whoever was in office at that time. Well, like, you don't get to give Democrats the credit for voting in civil rights after they were the Confederate States, they started Jim Crow, and they started the KKK. And they only did that for votes. You know, Democrats, they act like they care about, you know, Black people until they care about LGBTQ community a lot more. And they act like they care about the LGBTQ community until they care about Ukrainians a lot more. And then they act like they care about Ukrainians until they care about illegal immigrants, you know, south of the border more, from Venezuela and all these other and you know, what's crazy is Democrats are the ones pushing communism and socialism, and they act like they really care about these illegal immigrants coming from communist and socialist countries. Huh. Go figure. What a double standard. You're pushing communism and socialism, but you're the one who cares, you know, about all these illegal immigrants. No, you just want their votes. You just want their votes. Because y'all pushing communism and socialism too. And that's the thing. You know that the language barriers for these illegal immigrants, you know what, that the language barriers are so off that they're not going to understand that it's actually communists and socialists acting like they're saving them from communists and socialists. That's crazy. I mean, think about that. The Democrats are communists and socialists saying that they're saving these people from communists and socialists countries. How does that work? How does a communist save a communist from another country? No, it's bullshit. It's horseshit. It's all Malcolm X said best. Yes, both sides are dirty. There's dirt on the Republican side. There's dirt on the Democrat side. Except the Republicans are telling you and showing you who they are. And the Democrats are more deceitful and hypocritical. Malcolm X said it himself. The Democrats are more deceitful and more hypocritical, but people just, they believe anything, you know? They believe anything. Let's get back in this, though.
I do not know what the play is. I don't know why they continue to allow for this to happen all across the board.
Votes and money, man. It's votes and money.
On top of that, let me put a cherry on top of that cake of what's going on over in Illinois and Chicago. Let me put a cherry on that cake. You're not paying attention.
It is a big day for jails across the state today, as cash bail is now a thing of the past. The so-called Safety Act officially is in effect today. CBS2's SL resides in the newsroom with more on what that means moving forward.
Illinois now the first state to make this change. Now, instead of cash bail, judges will be looking at the nature of crimes. The suspect
Remember when I told y'all and I reported on this in the beginning of the year and y'all overlooked it and y'all said it wasn't a big deal and we need to go ahead and continue to rock out with what Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of them was advocating for, what Meek Mill is, because Meek Mill got unjustly jailed and all of that and they distracted y'all with that? Remember that? Because he didn't necessarily like his female black judge that was asking for an autograph or some crap like that. And y'all said, yeah.
And he ain't necessarily still following the laws of man, why he was on probation and parole and all that shit. Because anybody that says he did is lying through their fucking teeth, man. That Meek Mills was toting the line, that he was following all the fucking rules that he was supposed to follow while he was on probation and parole. We know he wasn't.
Yeah, man, you know what? This looked like a good deal. Let's go ahead and protest, defund the police. Now they got the no cash system. The Safety Act is kicking in. The thing that I reported on earlier in the year that basically does away with no cash bail and all of the other stipulations that come along with it.
Which is almost like another form of defund the police, because it's like, okay, so somebody does an armed robbery, you lock them up, and they could just get out, no cash bail, okay, and be right back on the streets doing it again. Yeah, what? No, I'm with him. What is the goal? What's the end-all, be-all goal of just allowing anybody to do whatever the fuck they want to in this country? I think, you know what I think it is? I think it's just, it's letting it all unravel and see, you know, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to take away guns. We got to take away all this. I really think it's like showing us that Sigmund Freud was correct, that most people are irrational. I agree with Sigmund Freud on that. Most people are irrational.
Background and whether or not the suspect is too dangerous to be released. The change not coming without much debate and controversy, though. The Safety Act was supposed to go into effect at the beginning of the year, but things put on hold after prosecutors and sheriffs in 64 counties filed lawsuits claiming the law was unconstitutional. Then in July, the Illinois Supreme Court overturning a Kankakee judge's call in a 5-2 ruling, bringing us to today, cash bail officially a thing of the past. This morning, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, joined by others.
Wow, you see this. They celebrating that they're going to put out criminals back on the streets to victimize people over and over again.
In front of the Leighton Criminal Courthouse, addressing the historic change.
This bill, this law, was worked on in conjunction with advocates, victims' rights advocates, domestic violence advocates.
Wait, hold up. I'm confused. Who's the victims here, the criminals or the people that they're preying on? I'm confused here.
Those who have been impacted by this system, who have seen people who've been able to pay their way out of jail and cause harm.
And at the forefront of the movement, every single time without fail, you got, if this is not a picture of what it is that we've really built in our society, I don't know. If you look at this picture right here, let's paint the picture for y'all real quickly. Black woman, three black men of all shades behind her, backing her up. Black woman aggressively pushing for, advocating for, and doing the thing that's not in the best interest of the people. With three black men, all different hues, all different colors, all different sizes, all different.
I wouldn't call simps men, but let's
keep shapes. Going. Some got bald head. Some got, you know, a head full of hair. All of them are dressed up. All of them are backing and standing behind a black woman that is advocating for the thing that is the worst thing for you in your cities and in your country. If this is not a model, literally, literally the face of what we're dealing with in the nation right now. Listen, I could not have planned this any better. This was not intentional. I did not know that I was going to stop the video at this particular point. I don't do this much research. This is literally the face of Chicago right now. This is the face of Chicago. This is the face of your cities and your state and your country.
This effort to detain those who pose a real threat to our public, rather than detain those who are simply poor, is the right thing to do.
Beginning today.
This idea that everybody that steals things only steals things because they're poor is horseshit. It's bullshit. Some people steal because they like to fucking steal. It's a rush to them. And if you're not stealing things that are necessities when you're poor, then what are we talking about here? If you're going up and you're stealing Gucci, I don't want to hear it's because you're poor. You're stealing electronics. No, it's not because you're poor. Because if you were poor and you were stealing because you were poor, then you go in a grocery store and steal some food. Like, if you're not stealing food, I don't want to hear that you're stealing because you're poor. It's horseshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Because you know what? I got to be honest on this podcast. When I was younger, I was following the lead of other people doing crimes that involved stealing from people. And guess what? We didn't do it because we were poor. We did it because we were greedy. We did it because we were greedy. You know? And that's what happens when you follow the lead of a greedy person. You get greedy with them. You go down with them. You do dirt with them. You know, I was 15, 16 at the time, hanging with 20-something-year-olds. Why was my mom letting me hang with 20-something-year-olds? Hey, that's a whole nother story, a whole nother question, you know, but I'm hanging with 20-something-year-olds. One is, you know, accustomed to living a life of crime, and not because he was poor, because he was greedy. We got to stop it with this. False narrative bullshit, like everybody's because they're poor.
Those behind bars will be able to petition to the court to have their cases reviewed. Reporting in the newsroom, Masal Rezai, CBS 2 News.
Let me go ahead and read some of the super chats and then we're going to move forward. It take a lot of energy and it take a lot out of me to even continue to do these stories day in and day out sometimes because, you know, I have to mix it in. I got to mix in the positive with the negative, but we're going to go all the way in today.
Yeah, I'm with them on it. I try to do much stuff, and I need to do more positive. I do a lot of negative content reaction and stuff, a lot of negative shit, bat shit, crazy shit, and all of that. But I definitely need to do more positive as well. You know, definitely need to do more positive as well. But yeah, like Chicago, it's just, Chicago is a depressing place, even if you don't live there. It's like sad to see that as long as I've been living, nobody has had any real solution for Chicago. And it seems to be the solutions from Brandon Johnson are far worse than even Lori Lightfoot. And, but that's the thing. You get what you voted for. Do I feel sorry for Chicago? Maybe for the people who didn't vote for Brandon Johnson. Yeah, I probably feel sorry for them. But as far as the people that voted Brandon Johnson in, hell no. I don't feel sorry for them one bit. They got what they deserve. They voted us in. Now you got to deal with it until you can vote them out. If you don't vote them out, then just keep dealing with it and stop bitching and complaining about it. You know, I could tell you right now, this, they ain't about to let that shit happen in Fayetteville. Not with the military here and whatnot. Not with the, they call Fort Liberty now, but I still call it Fort Bragg. Not with Fort Bragg here. But once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. A lot of batshit crazy stuff going on in the world all at once, man. And in America all at once. And I'm with my man from the Millionaire Morning Show. Like, what's the end all be all goal for them just allowing all this craziness to go on all at once? Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.